our feature, and that is going to be Marilyn Ray Beyer. I always enjoy hearing what she brings to us. Marilyn is the famous as the voice of Logan. No. No. Many of you heard her as the voice of radio and as a poet. I remember hearing her a number of times at Emerson Umbrella, enjoying her work. So please join me in welcoming Marilyn Ray Beyer.
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Great to see all of these very friendly faces. I do want to give credit where credit is due. I am wearing a dress on permanent loan from Gail Rundlett. So thank you, Gail. And I certainly would not have the work that I brought with me tonight were it not for a workshop that I'm in with Carla. Thank you, Carla, for all of your inspiration. And on the 20th, we'll be with Cheryl Peralt, and I think Ellen will be there as well, out at the HCAM studios in Hopkinton. A number of your friendly faces will be out there for Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. So now you can just sit back and relax and smell the poetry. On the randomness of thought, the mind is a mystery. Like Sam Spade knocking on doors in a Tenderloin District walk-up, he's there to find Miles Archer's murderer, but he falls for the blonde who opens the door at apartment 3D. Thoughts begin and connect at random, it seems. The sun rises in the west some days, and you eat lunch at 2:30. How one gets from point A to point B may be explained in electrochemical terms describing neural pathways, and Nancy Drew may find the secret in the old clock. All well and good if you're a brain surgeon. But then, suddenly, the Pointer Sisters start doing the neutron dance and all hell breaks loose, like the time you had to crawl out the window and down the fire escape just to break up with your boyfriend in 1981. For all but a few of us, the mind is a mystery. And even those few have their doubts. And I have one other short one that is seasonal, and it is, thank you. It is the closest thing I will ever get to writing a love poem. It's called, for all of us tonight, A Walk in the Cold. I wanted to take a walk in the cold, in the dark. I wanted to call an old boyfriend on my mobile phone. Someone I had not seen in a decade. Or two. Or even three. Someone who knew me only when I was young. To hear him talk about what a lover I was, what a beauty, how unforgettable. So I walk out beyond the sidewalks to the rougher road. I take the right side of the road because I don't like headlights in my eyes, and besides, if I'm going to get hit, I'd rather be surprised. I reach into my coat pocket and find only a pack of tissues and a chapstick. I've left my phone on the nightstand. So I walk out to Journey's End, an old mansion I love for the stonework and the sagging shutters. I touch the gatepost and walk home to you. You who looks at my lines and knows all the stories they tell. Thank you. Thanks so much. Can't wait for Hat Rack and Gallagher. Woo!
Marilyn Ray Beyer, please, a big hand for her.